Now, I have a state-based actor on the phone this morning. Good morning, Richard Pascoe. Is it all your fault?
You wonder, don't you, Jim? Seriously, people out there, the tax office crashing yesterday, the computers in there. What was the date yesterday, Jim?
The 1st of July, 2020, the first day of the new financial year. Happy New Year, Richard. You can't do your tax.
Happy New Year, Jim. No, I'm not doing my tax, not for a while, because they do a very poor job actually using my money at the moment, so I will put it on the last possible day to go along and give it to them. You know, when they stop spending $10 million on a stupid Australian logo that I reckon we could have knocked up for $100.
$10 million. That's pretty cool, isn't it? You know?
It's great.
Sounds like a mates rates deal to me, doesn't it?
Can you imagine the logo designers? And they went along and went, we've just sent a quote for $10 million in. And they accepted. They would have run round the office high-fiving everybody and got out to lunch and, good heavens.
Well, that's just a new yacht bobbing on the mooring in the Middle Harbour Yacht Club. I mean, come on.
The Australia-made yacht, Jim.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah, but
tax office once stunned me. It really did. First of July, everybody would have hammered it, and it goes down.
Yeah, I mean, it's surely as simple as it's the 1st of July. It's the first date. We're gonna and a lot of people, particularly during COVID-19, they're a bit cash strapped, so they want to get their tax back as quickly as they can. So let's get it in there as quickly as we can. And I'm guessing it triggered denial of service levels and all sorts of stuff, which just
Now, Jim, every time we have that, somebody from the government comes out and goes, no, it wasn't. It was a state-based actor coming along to go along and knock things off. And a couple of weeks later, there'll be a little addendum to it in the newspaper going, no, it was just we had too many people log on at once.
No, we just actually forgot that it was the 1st of July, and I don't get paid to do that work. No, that was him, wasn't me. Nobody saw me. I didn't do it. You can't prove a thing.
I've actually got a bit of a theory here, Jim, because I actually parked out in front of the tax office city yesterday.
Yes.
And there was, so there was actually nobody there at the time. I actually easily got a park, so they probably looked out the window and went, it'll be fine. Not an issue at all. There's not many people out in the street. We'll be good.
I just find it stunning. I really, really do, because all I had to do was open the throat knowing that we're going to get hammered today and, sit there monitoring it if you did get a state-based actor, which I think is a lot of nonsense. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
It's not Jeffrey Rush, people, let me tell you. All right. I don't think he knows much about IT at all. I might be, but he's very good in Pirates of the Caribbean. Always enjoyed him in that. And the one where he's a voice coach, not a problem at all. But,
yes, The King's Speech, one of my favourite movies.
Wonderful film, that. But, every time I say state-based actor, I always think of Jeffrey Rush.
So, yes. Now, telco plans. I got a little note from my telco the other day saying they'd lifted me to 30 gig.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was lovely. But are they all as generous as that, or should you check them on a regular basis?
You need to check them on a regular basis. That's why I thought we'd bring this up. I talked to somebody during the week and I said, when's the last time you actually did go in and check your plan and how much data have you got? He said, not for a while, Richard. I'm on 1 gig of data.
One
gig of data. You know, when he signed up for that plan, was probably when the tax office could have coped. So, yes.
I think Adam was wearing short pants, wasn't he?
Exactly right. So go into the telcos. If you haven't done it for a while, see if you can change your plan out there. There are new plans being offered. To give you an example, Telstra have just raised their prices by $5 on plans, but have dramatically increased data between 10 and 30 gig a plan.
Yep.
Mine went up 20 gig. Access to the 5G network is included on some of those plans as well. So they're all changing their plans. But if you haven't been in there, I'd say in the last 2 years, go in, you'd be able to get yourself a better plan.
Yeah, actually walk into one of their stores and say, hey, I'm thinking about moving to the other guy, what can you do for me? And miraculously you'll get gigabytes of data and all sorts of extra deals because, you know, it's a competitive market out there now between the three big carriers and, you know, there's a myriad of other smaller carriers these days. So,
I've really got to say something here, Jim. You know, when we say walk into a store and ask about your most, if you buy a phone from a supermarket...
Yes.
It's not their job to teach you how to use the phone.
No, it's not.
And really, once you bought it, you're kind of like on your own.
Yeah.
And you really have to kind of like understand that. Somebody bought one from a supermarket that begins with A the other day and was having all sorts of issues. And I said, you really got what you paid for.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. No, go to the suppliers. I know they're franchise stores, but you know they are there to represent the carrier, and you know they're there to make sure your service is as good as you can make out of it. So it's always a good idea, I think, to get the professionals to show you through the things. And when you get home, you can always look at a YouTube tutorial, and there's tutorials on just about everything these days on YouTube. So you know. You can find out how to do all things like, you know, change light bulbs in your tail lights or whatever. So, yeah. It's...
Some of them aren't very good, but a lot of them are quite good. And none of them's got Jeffrey Rush in it, so, yeah.
What's this passion? Okay, I'll say the state-based actor. Okay, I got it. You're a worry. You are really a worry. Hey, Google, can you remember my name?
Oh, I think that I've got a tip for people. If you've got a Google Home Assistant or an Alexa Assistant, have I got a tip for you? So you can ask Google to remember things for you. So what I do is I've got a shed that I lock with a key, and I only probably ever use it once a year.
Yep.
In a thing. So, you know, I've got a key. Where do I put the key? Because I don't want to carry that key around on my key ring for the whole year. So what I basically do is I can go along to my Google Assistant and go, hey, Google, remember that the key to the storage shed is in my desk drawer. I can say that today. I can go back in a year's time and say, hey, Google, where is the key to the storage shed? And Google will pop up and tell me it's in the desk drawer or wherever I've put it.
I'm surprised your office hasn't gone nuts in the last couple of seconds.
Oh, here we go. We're just starting to pipe up in the background now. Yeah. I did take the power plug out of most of the things in the office that I was about to say this, because everything goes off. The trick works exactly the same for Amazon's Echo as well. You just replace Hey Google with Alexa in the above example. But you can set reminders going, hey Google, remember that tomorrow is my wife's birthday.
Yep.
You know, hey Google. Oh God, shut up.
It really is interesting though, because you know, I personally, particularly on radio nights, I have a bedtime routine, and you know, it says what time do you want your alarm set, and you know,
Jim,
the weather tomorrow.
Hold that for a second, Jim. Can you hold that thought for a second?
Yep.
Can we just remind you it is 20 to 8 in the morning before you keep going with your bedtime routine, so make sure it's clean, okay, for the kids?
Hey, mate, mine's very clean, I can tell you.
There we go, so yeah.
So, yeah, it really is interesting what you can do with these assistants more than just go, hey, Google, what's the time, you know, or what's the weather, you know. You can ask it all sorts of things, and, I really quite enjoy having my little Google scattered across the house. Because, and you know, they're pretty cheap these days. You go to, some of the big stationery chains, for example, they've got them out dirt cheap at the minute. So, you know, they are valuable. Once you get to, you know, realise what you can do with it, it's more than, it's not a fad.
Yeah, that's what people don't realise. Also got to say the Google Nest Wi-Fi on there as well. If you've got Wi-Fi issues, get into all the different segments of your home. The Google Nest Wi-Fi, it's just under $500 for three devices. But can I just say, you will never, ever have a problem with Wi-Fi in your home again.
Yep. No.
They are that good. And the new ones, you can speak to them just like we've done. So you've been in any room and issue the magic Hey Google words,
yes.
And you can get it to do whatever you want.
And it does. It acts like the little assistant ones as well. So, you know, it's really quite amazing, really. So I've got the old one, and I've got, what, three of them scattered across the house, and, you know, I don't have a problem. And the new one, as you say, with the assistant attached as well, and they say it's much stronger as well. So,
yes, they do. Yeah.
So not that I can have tested
very, them. Very easy for people to set up as well. It's just an app on your phone. Follow the instructions. You've got to scan a couple of barcodes in there. So big cheerio to the bloke who when he got me out to set it up for him because he didn't want to do it, he'd peeled the barcodes off and put them in the bin. I got him to go through the bin and pull the barcodes back out. At the top, they're very, very
read the instructions. Read the instructions because they're really quite easy to set up. But yeah, there you go. Now the other interesting one with that, of course, is and around my house, I've got a couple of smart globes as well. So if I'm walking into a room, I can say, "Hey Google, turn on living room light," and let there be light, and there is. So there's lots of little simple things as well that that you can do, and I find that really handy because if I'm away from home, believe it or not, you know, with your Google Assistant, you can turn those lights on and off, or program them, or do whatever. So you know, it has changed, and it doesn't matter where you are, your Google Assistant will turn that light on for you. So it's really really good. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Not my birthday, people.
But it's iPhone.
It's iPhone. 13 years of the iPhone this week.
Gus.
It
only feels like yesterday.
It does a bit for us, Jim, doesn't it? So, you know, when Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone in January, but it started shipping to customers this week. So when he did the presentation on stage, everybody had to keep their fingers crossed that it actually worked when they're on stage because it was still 6 months away from being finished and being able to be shipped.
Yeah.
As well, it was probably the most important product I think Apple have ever released. It saved the company as well. I always find it funny that Microsoft dismissed it as a bit of a novelty thing on there because they thought the world revolved around their Windows phones. That didn't work out too well for them.
Nope.
And BlackBerry as well, both ridiculed the phone. And, you know, we've got to say, look how their phones have worked out.
Well, I don't think BlackBerry exists anymore, does it? Not certainly.
It exists as an Android... the BlackBerry got Android-branded phones out there, so it's not really a BlackBerry on there. And believe it or not, there is somebody that owns a chain of food franchise across Adelaide that uses one of the new BlackBerries. Well, I saw it the other day.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, which I had a big laugh about as well, but he didn't particularly like that, Jim.
Doesn't sound like JP at all. Okay.
So can I take a photo and put this up on Instagram as it's an antique? No, you can't say that. No sense of him, something. So we, you know, people look at what a device can do for them, and you know, at that time there was no comparison with the other phones of the day. You know, and it really does. Today, I think we see the iPhone come out in September, October. We see the other big phone, which is the Samsung Galaxy phones, come out in March of the year, and they try to outdo each other every year.
Yeah, no, and it's I think that's a lot of fun actually seeing who's come up with what.
We all win out of that. Yeah, we do. And 2.2 billion iPhones, billion, have been sold so far.
Yeah. I'm going to have to buy a new one soon, I tell you. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
September, October, Jim.
You reckon that's a good time?
Hey, no, it's a good time.
This next topic, I think, is really, really good because... emergency contacts. Now, you know, in the old days, I used to set up my contacts with the ICE on the end of it so that these were the people who were my nominated. But if I then locked my phone with a password, it could get to it. So there's a couple of apps around now that might be able to help you with that.
Yeah, if you have an iPhone, if you've set up, you can set up a medical ID. This will be up on the website tomorrow morning. For people, so you know, we'll talk about it, but all the details will be up on the website tomorrow morning. You can always Google it as well, but you know, if you were to have an accident, I always think it's very important that you've got some form of ID on you, and most of us now only carry phones as ID.
Yep.
Right, so there is a way to go along with the medical ID on the iPhone that first responders can access and help treat you. So if you've got medical conditions, medical allergies, they want to know your emergency contacts, that can be done. Android, it varies depending on the brand of phone that you're using. So I'm trying to source as many as much information as I can so that people can go along and do this. I think it's especially important at the moment, given the world that we live in right now.
Yeah.
As well.
Look, I think it is a wonderful thing that people can do now, and putting those numbers in is really, really important. So, and you can do that with your iPhone, and it steps around the need for passwords and the like. So that's really good. So yeah, it is a really good idea, and. You know, in your contact register as well, put in the letters ICE in case of emergency alongside those people you would like emergency services to contact. So, you know, it helps them immensely and might be a case of life and death for you. So, you know.
That's exactly right.
So it really is a good idea, and check it out on Richard's website, adelaidetechguy.com.au, tomorrow, because if you don't know how to do it, it is a good idea indeed. Now, at 7:48, you've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes to tell
me. Four in a row, Jim. Four in a row, Jim.
How did you guess what I was talking about?
Jim, we're a working-class club. We're just 1 week at a time. We've accepted that we have to travel to another state to go along, and you know, we've embraced that, Jim. So you know, it's all going well. We look forward to the challenge of Brisbane this week because they're one of the leading teams around this year.
And do they send you the playbook? Do they?
And hopefully, with Big Charlie up for we you know, and our great running side that we have, we might be able to just etch out.
I think you've been given the playbook this week with all the introductory, this is what you're going to say when interviewed on media there. You recited it so well.
I've been in the media a while now. I could do this, so yes.
Don't you love it? 1 week at a time. That's all we're doing. One week at a time.
We're a working class club. I did say yesterday, so I couldn't come up with something. I said, well, good heavens, I'm sweating like Matthew Nix wondering when he's going to get his first win of the season.
Indeed. So, yeah.
And if you're a Crows supporter, if you have a real good look at yourself, you knew this was coming.
Yeah.
You know, all clubs go through it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, new coach, change of personnel, you know, it takes a while to shake it all down.
We were exactly the same situation after that, you know, the grand final when Matthew Primus took over, and, you know, we're exactly the same way. So, you know, tide will turn. You support your club through thick and thin.
Yes. Good old North Melbourne, eh?
Thought you were going to say Collingwood forever.
No,
good heavens.
No.
Big concern about us going to Victoria to play a game. I think that's the only way they're trying to get rid of us winning the premiership this year, by the way. So, yeah.
And you went to the Adelaide Oval last weekend, didn't you?
No, I did. To go, I thought it was a great, it was a good idea to go along, you know, sit down, watch North Adelaide play, who played extremely well. Got to say that. Louis Hender up front, 7 goals. They did play well, and well done to the Adelaide Oval staff. They did a tremendous job organising, getting people in there. The crowd were good. People didn't sit together. It was a really, really good day.
And I'd have to say congratulations to South Australia, because we've proved we can actually follow the rules better than just about anybody else. And as such, you know, things are coming back slowly but surely. I had a meeting at a hotel last night. So, yeah, okay, I had to book in for dinner. Big deal, you know. The way the staff handled it, the way the whole place was run, congratulations, South Australia. Australia on how we are making sure that the spread is contained, unlike others. So it was really good.
I've got a meeting at a pub tonight.
Yep.
It's all about 4:30, 5 o'clock. You might find me in Hutt Street. And we can stand at the bar, Jim. It's quite emotional, Jim, because we've got to understand hotels are doing God's work. So, yes.
Hey, Richard, thank you very much indeed. And we look forward to Port Adelaide continuing their winning run, because I've tipped them this week.
You're a wise man, Jim. So, yes.
You have a great day, and we'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
Look forward to it, Jim.